The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this Thursday, March the 6th. It's good to have you with us today. We're going to talk about something that's really very important that's happening in our community, and that's working with veterans. I want to introduce you to Vaughn Whiting. Welcome to Radio Friends, Vaughn.
Thank you, Paul.
You are a driver for the Disabled American Veterans Transportation Network. Now, that's a mouthful, but explain what that is and what you do.
Well, any veteran who is eligible for care at the hospital or any facility where the hospital makes an appointment for the veteran, like at a chiropractor's office, for instance, if they can't get their own way to that appointment, we stand ready to provide that ride from their home to the hospital or other facility and then back to their home.
And there is no charge for that to the veteran?
Absolutely. No charge. We refuse any tips that are offered.
Yeah. And rightly so, because these people have given so much.
That's
so
right.
So much of their life.
And it's so easy to say thank you for your service when you see a veteran who identifies himself by wearing a cap or something. But it means so much more if you can actually give them that ride. It shows that the driver cares, the DAV organization and Ford Motor Company, I got to plug them because they help provide our vans, they care too. And the whole country cares enough to set up this hospital system and provide medical care for the vets who need it.
And as a driver, you've had a chance to visit and I guess know some of these vets pretty well.
The conversations are priceless. There's a blind gentleman that I take around. I just look forward to taking him so often. He has the most positive attitude of anyone I've ever met.
Yeah.
If you can.
So you're here today not only to publicize what is going on, but to ask people to help out.
We need more drivers, volunteer drivers, to serve at least one day a week or 2 days a month, however much. If they want to drive more often, that's fine. But we need as many drivers as we can get so that nobody has to drive more than once a week.
Now, what are the qualifications to be a driver?
Well, basically, you have to be mentally and physically sound, have a driver's license, be insurable if you have your own insurance.
Do you have to have a chauffeur's license?
No, only a regular driver's license. We don't need chauffeur's license because we don't take any pay.
Okay, so just a regular driver's license will do. And then what?
Then there's an exam at the hospital. It's really just a health checkup to make sure you have good hearing and good eyesight.
And then, so you're asking people if they're interested in becoming a driver, volunteering their time, perhaps one day a week or one day a month?
Well, it can be one day a month. Some of the drivers want to do it no more than that, but I go one day a week. Most of us go one day a week.
Okay. If they want more information and they want to be a part of it, what do they do?
They call Area 573-814-6002.
Okay.
That's 814-6002.
Give it to them one more time.
814-6002.
6002.
Yeah, and that's Pamela Martin.
All right, and that's area code 573. So if you'd like to volunteer to drive the veterans, and you know what, you're probably going to get a whole lot more out of it than you give.
Absolutely, yeah. Can't emphasize that too much.
573-814-6002. Vaughn Whiting, thank you so much for coming by. I hope you get tons of calls on this.
I hope so, too. Thank you, Paul.
One day a week, and you'll... The reward will be overwhelming.
Overwhelming.
Indeed. You got it. Now, Andrew Zumwalt, he's giving back to the community also. Good to have you here.
Good to be
Andrew.
Here.
You're offering a free tax service. Now, is this with the university?
It is through University of Missouri Extension. We work with the Personal Financial Planning Department in the College of Human and Environmental Sciences to help people with their taxes.
That's nice. Last week, we had AARP on, who was doing free tax preparation. So there's plenty of service available here in our community for people who need assistance with their taxes. What will you do in preparing taxes?
We help people who make $50,000 or less to file their taxes. It's easier to talk about what we don't do. So we don't do farm returns. We don't do landlords, rentals, those types of things. If you have a complicated small business where you have an inventory or you actually hire people, that's kind of outside what we do. But everything else is pretty much within scope.
You will do taxes that need to be itemized.
We do itemize tax returns.
But you're basically you're saying people who make $50,000 a year are under?
That's correct.
Now, is that adjusted $50,000 or is that the...
It's a target. You know, if someone comes in and makes $50,010, well, that's, you know, that's fine. We can handle that. But we're not looking for the people who have 60 or 80 or 100,000. I mean, those folks, not only do they need their taxes planned, but they also really need some financial planning as well. You know, how to make some strategies and to reduce their taxes.
Okay. So, when people come to you, what do they need to have? W-2s,
then you should have their Social Security card. That's a good thing to have. And photo ID and any other tax documents you have.
Why do they need a photo ID?
Identity theft is rampant.
So don't go and try to have your taxes prepared unless you have a photo ID.
Absolutely. And it is getting very bad. People, they get their Social Security number stolen and their name stolen, and that's what you need to file. And I think you're going to see actually... In the next few years, you're going to have a third number that you provide to the IRS to show that you are actually who you are. That's what I think is coming.
That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Well, I mean, we use socials too much to authenticate when really they should be used to identify.
All right. Do people need to make an appointment or do they just show up?
We do walk-ins only, and so no appointments, but sometimes the lines do get a little bit long. But in March, they're not too bad.
So what are your days of operation and time?
So we're open Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 4:30 to 8 p.m.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 4:30 to 8 p.m. Now, if the last person gets there at 8 o'clock, does that work, or are you trying to finish it up by 8 o'clock?
I would say in March, that would work. In February, it's just so busy that sometimes we do have to turn people away early because we don't want them to sit there and then 8 o'clock comes and we can't help them.
Okay.
But in March, if you come closer to like 7:30, 7:45, we could still probably
do
that.
Okay. So that's Tuesday and Thursdays.
4:30 to 8, 162 Stanley Hall. Saturdays, 10 to 1:30 in 162 Stanley Hall. And Cornell Hall, room 005 in the basement, 4:30 to 8 on Mondays.
And how many people do you have doing it?
Oh, we've got about... 10 to 12 volunteers at each site.
And do you file electronically?
Oh, electronic with direct deposit.
Oh, that's good. All right. Electronic and both federal and state.
Federal and state, yes.
And if people want more information, do they call?
573-884-1690.
Okay, Andrew Zumwalt, thank you so much for coming by. That's part of University Extension Service free tax preparation. Got it. Let's see. Tomorrow, Wynn Riley will be on. We're going to do Fiddler on the Roof. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, Amy Simon, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If there's something you would like to hear or see, I would love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Have yourself a good morning. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.